Surviving finals week is usually one of the most stressful things about college, but biology student Amanda Augusto had to survive two hurricanes during her senior year at the University of Puerto Rico.
What happened to me the first time I went outside, it was like, okay, it's not too bad. But then you start realizing that literally every single building had some kind of damage. And then you have actual big destruction in some places. And we didn't have actual communication for like 2 weeks.
She was on the island during both Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Maria. The only reason she was able to escape the island was because she knew a student at Humboldt State University.
So we were both in the same program, which was basically just different projects targeted toward the plant sciences, which is our main focus.
Tara Casso, a biology student at HSU, met Amanda at the research experience for undergrads at Michigan State University this summer.
We found out that our dorm rooms were right next door. We just met and just hung out a lot and kept in touch after the program ended. After the hurricane hit, I told her that she should come here, and she was interested in the university anyway. So that's kind of how we got here.
Both women had limited communication through texting, but Tara was able to convince Amanda to come to Arcata when she purchased a ticket out of Puerto Rico and en route to Humboldt County. In order to text Tara about the ticket and confirm flight details, Amanda had to stand on her roof with her phone held in the air.
I had to go to my roof to be able to text her. Yeah. So it was
like one spot on your
roof. It was one spot on my
roof. Hilarious.
Where I got service. And I had to put my phone there and I had to text like this
you
because
did?
I couldn't move.
You didn't tell
me
that.
After a delayed plane ride, a confusion of tickets at San Francisco-Oakland Airport, and another communication issue with fire activity impacting AT&T service on the North Coast, Amanda finally landed at the airport in McKinleyville.
The thing is, the most difficult part was that we had to do everything while she had service, which was not a
sometimes
lot
of the
day sometimes. So I was like, can you make it to the airport at this time? Can you, like, are you going to be able to get there this day? And just, like, figure things out. And I and my mother had to plan out buying the ticket. And my mother actually had to call the airline to get a ticket because the internet was just, like, broken with these flights. Like, it would show a flight, and then it would disappear. It was nuts. It was rough, but I was like, I just hope that she gets dropped off early enough to get in that massive line and, you know, stay there and get on the plane.
Both students were reunited, and Amanda spent time checking out classes and programs at HSU. Before the hurricane struck, she used to work in a lab at the University of Puerto Rico. But now, with the island's destruction, she can't return to work or school because the campus was completely shut down. This worries her, and she said it also impacts her future academic goals, like going to grad school.
Yeah, I have friends who were taking the GRE for grad school, and they're flying out of Puerto Rico to take it somewhere else because otherwise they're not going to make the deadlines.
Amanda is interested in transferring to HSU, and Tara wants her to consider attending. But for now, Amanda is preparing to attend a conference in North Carolina and then returns to Puerto Rico, but she doesn't intend to stay away from Humboldt County for long. Whether it's for vacation or finishing up a degree, she'll be back. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.